How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is mounted upon a cross, crucified into death? How did we get to this point, to this place? Oh yes, that's right, sin. Sin entered into the world and brought about death, therefore we needed to be redeemed from ourselves. But how did sin enter into the world? Oh yes, a silly thing. Like a man and a woman chose to eat of the forbidden fruit. Did you ever think about how silly that is? That God would say to them, don't eat of this tree, don't eat of this fruit. And because they disobeyed him, sin, death, entered into the world. Far more to it than that. We've always, and perhaps maybe, held within our own hearts the reason that sin entered the world because Adam and Eve chose to eat of the fruit of the tree that was forbidden to them. It was a choice of not eating it versus eating of it. And simply eating of it brought about our death. There's more to it. It's a tale of two trees. Unless we understand the two trees that are presented in the garden, we cannot understand fully the participation of eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil versus eating of the tree of life. Jesus said to them, this is the tree of life. Eat of it. Partake of it always. It was the tree where that as they ate of that fruit, they continued to be intimately in relationship with God. That they who were created in his image and likeness shone forth in the perfection of who they were. When they ate of the tree of truth, of God's love, the tree of life, they were at peace. See? The fullness of our lives is in union with God. Fully who we are can only be participated in allowing God to be God. Allowing His love to become the love for which holds us in that gift of our full nature, of our human nature, in union with His divine person. But when they chose of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they chose death. And here's why. When they chose from this particular tree, what they were choosing was to no longer allow goodness and evil to be the criteria of He who was perfect and good. But once they ate of that tree, they changed the relationship of what good and evil was based on the criteria of their own human nature. In essence, what they did was they chose to become God. They chose to become those who would live in their own image and likeness and not the one that reflected His presence. See why God told them not to eat of this tree? For once they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they did not become like God. But they became their own God. And now, they would decide what was good and what was evil based on their human nature. When Adam and Eve hid in the garden, they hid not because they were ashamed, but because they were fully aware in their conscience, that they were naked, that they were just now simply human, that they no longer participated in the life of God, that they no longer were animated by His love and His ability to tell and explain the difference between good and evil. What happened in the garden when they chose to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and made truth subjected to themselves, they cut themselves off from life Remember how the story plays out. They have to leave the garden, the presence of God. And the tree of life is guarded. And they are no longer able to eat of it. We got to this point that we celebrate the gift of God's love and redemption to us by horrendous death upon the cross, because no matter what God tried to do for his people, they were never able to recover. They were never able to discern truth between good and evil. Even though he gave them a new start in the flood, in the story of Noah, even though he gave them the law, even though he promised them descendants, even though he gave them a new kingdom, none of it could restore what they lost until he who was truth once again became a choice upon a tree. That's what we're celebrating today. We heard it in the scriptures. They put a sign above his head that said, "He is the King of the Jews." It was as if the new tree of knowledge, of truth, of good and evil stood beside them, and they said, "No, he is not the king. No, he is not truth. No, we're going to continue to choose what is good and what is evil based on what works for me." And because we together said, "Crucify him," we allowed ourselves to participate in the reality of our broken nature. That even when truth stands before us, ultimately, because of our sinfulness, we want to choose ourselves. And therefore, we continue to choose death. But the great mystery of this choice that is made, that even though it leads to the death of the Son of God, he changes that tree of knowledge of good and evil into the tree of life. Because what flows forth from his side, water and blood, would replenish and allow us again to taste of the tree of life. The water would cleanse us from the sin that we could not overcome. Only through his death. Only through the full denial of who Jesus was. What truth was. What goodness was. And the blood itself allowed us to realize that it is only in his blood that we can have fullness of life. Because we are in union with him. So upon this tree, he brings to us again a choice. Not whether we eat of the tree that makes us God, but whether we choose to allow him to be our God. That we truthfully allow his love, his truth, to resonate within our lives. And it is there that we are saved. It is there that you and I are fed each and every day. Fed in our baptism. Fed throughout this Lenten season in the sacrament of reconciliation. Fed each and every time we participate in the Holy Eucharist. Fed when we were confirmed in the gifts of the Holy Spirit that allow us to continue to have a conscience of reality. God speaks truth. God knows the difference between good and evil. I'm incapable on my own to make such a choice. So what does that look like today in our world that we live in? What does the tree of knowledge of good and evil look like? What does the tree of life look like? What is the choice that we continuously have to make and those that we live with make each and every day? It's a choice that God gave us the freedom to be able to choose. And the choice looks like this. We either choose the freedom of indifference or we choose the freedom of excellence. Christ is a choice of freedom of excellence. To eat of him, to participate in him, to to trust in Him will set us on a path to excellence. And what does excellence mean? It doesn't mean the amount of money or the place of prestige within our community. Excellence simply means this, that we are fully alive because we live in His presence, in union with Him. Our excellence is that we look like whom created us, not like ourselves, not an image that we've made, but for which the image that He has given. But when we choose the freedom of indifference, we choose of saying, I have the right to say what is good and what is evil. I have the right to say what choices I make are relevant only to me. See what happens? I can make those choices. You make those choices. You make those choices on your own. And the indifference that comes into our lives is death. Because no one can live in harmony with one another if we each are our own God. If we're indifferent to what you believe or what I believe or what you think or what I think. So today, the story of the passion of Jesus Christ, the gift of our salvation, comes upon a tree. And the wood of that cross is transformed back into the tree of life. We know this. He speaks truth. He is love. As He took on flesh to be like us, we became like Him. And the excellence of our spiritual journey is to always eat of that tree. And not to make a choice for ourselves for which we are not the criteria to be able to do so, of what is good and what is evil. For those are profound truths of goodness that God has revealed to us. So what should be our mission today? Our mission should be is to realize always that it wasn't a silly thing or a silly choice, the eat of an apple on a tree that caused us death. It was a profound choice. A profound choice that we're always tempted to make day in and day out. Do we eat of the tree of life and live forever? Or do we choose to become our own God and in indifference die to ourselves? So let us, our mission be today to be profoundly changed when we reverence the wood of the cross in this liturgy. When you come forward to kiss of the arms of the cross, think of this. It is upon this wood that I touch my lips so that I may always speak truth, desire truth, and know the goodness that comes that overtakes death and sin is the excellence of being the disciple of Jesus Christ. And when you walk forward to revere this cross, as many of them are here of you, there should be thousands more here today. Thousands more who are about their day as if it's just another day off. Pray for them. Pray for them because this is the reality for which we live. Let us pray that they come to the freedom of excellence instead of indifference. Because it's the indifference of the people's lives to the truth that is bared on the wood of the cross that we will continue to suffer death, tragedy, and loss. Until we all come to the same point of knowing that even though physical death will touch our lives, spiritual life, new life in the resurrection will be ours. There is no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. There is no glory of the resurrection and eternal life without the tree of life being made free for us again. If you do these things today, then on Easter morning, the joy that you will experience will be the truth of who you are. You will feel fully alive. For the choices that we make today are that for Christ Jesus, to be one with Him, and to be truly at peace in a life of excellence as His disciples. And I promise I will do the same.